is up there. It's the fourth inning of play here at Colt Stadium, and Bruce's pitch swung on, hit early foul off to the left side. He rolls that one to the left of the plate. Strike one. 1-0, Houston leads. Both clubs now with two hits. Later, Pinson smashing a single off the glove of first baseman Pete Runnels, and then was doubled up on a nice play. Fox over to Casco, back to Runnels, as Robinson was doubled at first. Bruce with the rock back the pitch, and there's just a little outside. Ball one and strike one. Most of you know that Bruce came in the other night and pitched two innings and struck out six batters. How do you like those apples? I'll tell you right now, some kind of pitching. Throw, swung on. He tried to check it, fouled it back. Seemed to be up around the handle of the bat. One ball and two strikes. Johnson, who originally was with the Yankee organization, and then last year out on the Pacific Coast, he really tore the cover off that baseball and is looking quite good right now. The pitch swung on and popped into shallow left, going out Casco. It's over his shoulder. He can't get it. Drops in out there. A little looping single to left field. So Darren Johnson comes through with the third hit up by Bruce. So Bruce so far has allowed three hits, and he has struck out two, has not walked a man. One runner was on via an error. We've had two stranded for the Cincinnati Reds. All right, here's Bob Skinner, left-hand batter. The pitch to him now, and he takes a ball just inside. Jerry Grody is doing the catching for the 45s tonight. Aspermonte at third, Casco short. At second base, it's Nettie Fox, and at first base, Pete Runnels. Walt Bond in left, Al Spangler starting in center field tonight, and Rusty Staub in right. Right field to left field, breeze blowing. Bruce rocking, delivers, swung on, drilled into the dirt, foul off to the right of the plate. One ball and one strike for Bob Skinner. This hitter, batting right now at 222, has three runs batted in. Skinner has one double and one home run. He had that opening day in Cincinnati. Outfield, way around to the right straight away. Infield playing for one man, of course. Run at first, takes his lead. Here's Bruce, down with the pitch, change, and it misses outside. That was a little lob throw over the outside edge. So way ahead of the hitter. Ball two, strike one. Big, tall, gangling Bob Skinner. Waggling that stick around, and here's Bruce with the pitch. It swung on and missed. Ball to strike two. Why are you chunking in there, Bob? Time, and Jerry Grody has to have an exchange of equipment here as the mitt. I guess the lacings of the mitt broken through, and he had to have a new right quickly. He didn't waste much time, did he, fellas? He's right back into position, crouching behind the plate. Bruce ready now. Ball two, strike two. Two out, no base runners. 1-0 score as Houston leads over Cincinnati, first of the fourth inning. Here's Bob Bruce coming in with a pitch. Swung on, and he couldn't check it. Strike three. Bruce breezed him. No runs, two hits, one left. There were no errors. We move into the last half of the fourth inning. The score is Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing.
Let's have a Burl beer. Burl's the beer that brings refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold Burl beer.
Next time you lift a bottle of Burl out of the ice, look at it. Cold drops of moisture trickle down the picture on the label, part of the country of 1100 springs. Then pop the cap, and a wisp of vapor curls up the neck. Your invitation to refreshment. It's great beer. Beer with life.
All righty, about ready to go now. Last half of the fourth inning, and Walter Bond will be the lead batter for Houston, followed by Bob Aspermonte and then Rusty Staub with a 1-0 score, Houston leading. Johnny Temple, of all people, was waved from the scene. Temple leaves the premises He was doing a little squawking from the dugout, and the plate umpire, Al Barlick, stepped over to the right, spun around, and waved him out. And now he just has snapped his head around. He was Barlick walking back to the plate, spun around suddenly, and that's a little warning gesture to someone else back there in the dugout. So the tempers are beginning to flare out here. And very sensitive feelings sticking out all around like a porcupine out here tonight. 1-0, Houston. It's the last half of the fourth inning. Walt Bond, who flies to right field, will lead, and there goes the throw down to second. We're about to get play underway. Well, Nellie Fox told us again tonight, Gene, that his family, the wife and all, up in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, listening, and the game was coming in loud and clear. They're picking it up on WWL New Orleans. All right, here we go. The windup by Joey J. The pitch down, Walter takes, and it's tied in there against him for ball one. Bond was striding in, and right at the last instant had to pull out of there. Ball one. Now set and rocking away. The right-hander comes down with a pitch. Bond fouls it back, high onto the wire. One ball and one strike for Walter. Bond has one hit in his appearances at bat this year. San Antonio, four runs. The Bullets had four runs in the first inning. And Tulsa none at the end of one inning of play. Marv Dutt is pitching for the Bullets. Here's the next pitch, ball missing outside low. Ball two and strike one. Big Walter Bond, 6'6", and has the ability to lose one out of this ballpark. They're playing him deep to right. The pitch swung on, hit down that right field line, but he pulled it sharply, and it's going foul. Oh, boy, that was a shot. Ball two and strike two. Ball two, strike two, and a score of 1-0, as Houston has taken a lead. Jay's ready. The pitch swung on, bounced down to the first baseman, out into foul territory. Just a step so out there. Ball two and strike two. Count holds on. Aspromonte waiting. Chico Ruiz is the third baseman for the Reds, with Cardenas, Leo Cardenas, at short. Pete Rose, the second baseman, and Darren Johnson is the first baseman. Bob Skinner back in left field. Vado Penson in center, and Frank Robinson in right. Fitz swung on back over the pitcher's glove and out across second. Picked up by Rose. The throw to first is out in time. Boy, that was almost too close to be true. And Bond digs out of there. Bond sort of pulled up and looked into the sky just a fleeting second, as if to say, what'd he say? He said, out. And chases back to the dugout. So second baseman Pete Rose, moving out near the bag behind the pitcher's mound, took that one and flipped to first just in time, and Aspromonte is the batter, and the pitch to Bob is inside. He backs away. Ball one. 1-0 score, Houston leads. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. Astro looked at a third call strike in the second inning. Now ready, the pitch. High and inside, and he leans out of there again. Ball two and no strikes. Well, we're going to be up in Cincinnati for the next road trip, but we have another game on the homestand tomorrow night. Make your plans accordingly, folks, and be right here, 7:30, the starting time. 2-0 delivery, and Aspro looks at ball low. Ball three and no strikes. So 3-0 with one out. And next up there, Rusty Staub. Here's the pitch. There's ball four. He missed on four straight pitches to Aspromonte. Second base on balls, dished up there by Joey J.
Number 10, right fielder Rusty Staub.
Rusty grounded to the first baseman unassisted in the second inning. So let's see what Rusty can do now. Staub has three hits on the season, but of course has not been in there on most of the games regularly. They're switching him around now, playing left-hand hitters and right-hand batters, according to who's pitching. Here's the throw. Swung on, driven to right field, well tagged. And going back for it is Robinson, back near the warning path. He's there and has it for the out. So Rusty is out. And Aspro jogs back to first. That one died as it got up into that breeze. A good brisk wind blowing again tonight, throwing right field to left field. And here's Eddie Kesko. Eddie drew a base on balls in the second inning and came on around the score on a three-bagger. Drilled out into right center by Jerry Grody. All right, the outfield just about straight away on Eddie Kesko. Stretched by Joey J. The pitch, and there goes the runner breaking. Aspro, and the ball gets away from the catcher. No worry there, but Aspro hit the dirt sliding, and a stolen base. That's our second stolen base of the season, both of them coming here tonight. Kesko went on down and stole second in the second inning. That was our first stolen base of the year. He actually had a break of a halfway jaunt to second by the time Jay was pitching, and this time Aspro got a good break on him, too. Edwards may have taken his eye off the ball and missed it. Pitch, curve, a little bit low outside. Ball two and a strike. Jerry Grody is on deck. 1-0 score. Houston leads, and we're playing the last half of inning number four. Oh, what are you saying there, Eddie? With Tubman out, we've got a man at second. Pick him up. Bob Aspromonte leads off. Here's the pitch down. Kesko swings and hits bouncing foul back to third and on down into the bullpen area. Two balls, one strike. Well, of course, the old regular season just now getting off the ground, so to speak, and getting ready to go for a thrilling 1964. We hope that you have plans already made to come out and see many games here in Houston at Colt Stadium. Here's Joey J. with a look back on the run of the pitch to the plate. Fastball swung on and foul. High back of third, drifting back into the crowd. All right, it's even up on the count for Eddie Kesko, and Jerry Grody is the next batter. Ball two, strike two. Two out, one on. And the score of 1-0 as Houston leads. Big Joey J. A giant of a man on that mound. Comes off that stretch and around with the arm and the pitch. He swung on, hit down, foul past third base. Ball two, strike two as Kesko had the pitch breaking in a little close on him as he swung that time. So we've had a total of two hits off the right-hander. Ronald's clean shot single hit out a bit towards left center in the first inning, and Grody's triple hit to right center. And all the way, it went all the way up the power alley. His pitch swung on, hit down the left line, but curving and going foul. He got out a little early on his swing that time and had a nice darter going down the left field line, but it full foul. Ball two and strike two. Well, tomorrow night at 7:30, Houston tackles Cincinnati in the third and final, of course, of this current home stand. And it will be away and out of here for the weekend and back on Monday, the Los Angeles Dodgers. So remember tomorrow night and come on out here and have yourself a lot of fun, as so many people are doing. Here's the pitch now coming on, bouncing in back of the plate, low ball three and strike two. Eddie Kesko, of course, has not been up there an official time tonight since he drew a walk in the second inning. So he's batting at 258. Eddie has three runs batted in, and he has four doubles in a total of eight hits. The pitch down. He swings and misses for strike three. Pulling the string on him that time. And he struck out to retire the side. No runs, with no hit, one left, and there were no errors. At the end of four innings of play, the score is Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing.
Well, another reminder that the Colt 45s have again made arrangements with Trans-Texas Airways for ticket outlet sales throughout the great Southwest. Trans-Texas, with extended time-saving schedules, now serving more than 60 cities throughout the Southwest, will make it easy for you to visit Houston for Major League Baseball. Just go to your nearest TTA ticket counter, make your flight reservations, and pick up your advanced game reservations at the same time. And here's another suggestion. For information on special baseball rates, write for the new Shamrock Hilton baseball brochure. You'll get all the information you'll need to make your visits more enjoyable in the luxury of the world-famous Shamrock Hilton Hotel. So write for your copy today. Write Baseball Director, care of the Shamrock Hilton Hotel, Houston. Yes, a great combination. Colt 45's National League Baseball, the Shamrock Hilton, time-saving convenience of Trans-Texas Airways, and Lowell Pass.
Ho, ho! Here we go.
Well, well, we want to thank you for a moment here for all the nice comments concerning our broadcast up here, these nice letters and cards, and don't think that we don't appreciate them. Believe you me, right here at Colt Stadium. All right, here's left-hand batter Johnny Edwards up there. The catcher leading off and drives down the right field line, curving in there, and it's fair territory. There's the pickup falling down, though, Rusty, but he manages to make his throw to the cutoff man. For a base hit, a single, holding Edwards up at first base. Rusty came across the foul line, slipped and lost his footing, but he was up quickly, holding Edwards to a base hit, a single. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals just cackle the Dodgers there for three in the first inning, 3-0 over Los Angeles. James hit a homer in the first with two men on, a three-run shot. Koufax is the pitcher for the Dodgers, and Simmons working for the Cardinals. A couple of left-handers. All right, here we go now. The pitch on the way. Bunt try. He checked the bat away, but the pitch was over for strike call. Cardenas, the shortstop, has been up once and forced a man retiring the side. That was in the second inning when Eddie Casco came up with a sensational play of this ball game, going deep in the hole, backhanding, jumping and throwing to second for a forced fly to retire the side. Pitch swung on, beats one the dirt just behind the plate. Strike two. Cardenas batting 385 this trip up there. But as we all acknowledge, I'm sure that batting averages don't mean quite as much the first week or so as they will after you once get about 3 or 4 weeks under your belt. And then you start separating the men from the boys. Now a bullpen. We've got lefty Joe Horner lobbing a few throws. Bruce's pitch swung on. One lifted out into left field. Shallow coming in fast. Spangler closing. He's there. Makes it. The ball, though. And it's in behind him. Spangler made a hard run in front of Walt Bond. And it's going to be charged an error. Spangler got on it after he had pulled up, slowing down almost to a stop, and the ball got away from him. It is an error. So runners are holding at second and first. 1-0 score, Houston leads, but right now the Reds with runners at second and first, and nobody out, and here's the pitcher, Joey J. Well, how do you like this? Joey J is a switch hitter and has been known to give him a long ride. In fact, he hit one out on us up in Cincinnati, not this year, of course. As a left-hand batter, too. He can bat them both ways. Pitch, and he bunts foul off to the left of the plate. Running in there, Bruce from the mound, veering out on the third base side of the plate a little bit. And Reynolds was making tracks in from first. So we have 0-1, strike one, the count. 1-0 game, Houston leads. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Total of four hits now, given up by Bruce. And while we wait for Bruce and Astro to confer, let's pause for station identification. This is the Colt 45 Baseball Network.
71 degrees, it's 8:30. KPRC, 95.0 in Houston.
Well, he tries another bunt, and strike two for Joey J. This time he jabbed at the ball with that bat. It came on the inside, breaking stuff, and he missed. He's just trying to plunk it down into the fair dirt there, off the bit to the right of the plate this time. 0-2 the count. Bruce ready. Check back on the run to the bench of the plate, and it's just outside. Threw him a big break here over the outside, but a little way. Ball one and strike two. Joey J looked at the third called strike his first time at bat. 1-0 Houston. We're in the first half of the fifth inning. The Reds put up the threat here now with runners at second and first and nobody out. Lefty Joe Horner down in the bullpen throwing for Houston.
Time is called, and Jerry Grody is being called out to the mound. Bruce wants to double-check with him. Well, they tell us that they expect Claude Raymond to leave the hospital tomorrow. Claude, hurry up, old buddy. We need to see your smiling face around the scene here for these 45s. Ready to go, the pitch, and he bunts foul off to the left of the plate, strike three. So another strikeout recorded by Bob Bruce as Jay did not successfully put down his sacrifice bunt, and it's one out with two aboard. Well, that brings on Pete Rose, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him try. Rose has gotten off to a slow start this year. An average of 196 starting tonight's game, and he is 0-2 tonight. He tried a bunt, and it was close, but he was thrown out by Nellie Fox. And then he bounced out, Fox over to Pete Runnels. So let's see what he does here. The pitch, and he's taken straight away through there. Strike one call. Are you chunking in there, Bob? Come on, boy. Breeze him, son. Infield double play depth, of course. Nellie Fox yelling it up around from second over there. He walked in behind the runner and then comes back out to his position playing on left-hand batter. Another switch hitter. One of the few ball clubs in big league ball that has three switch hitters in a row. Jay, Rose, and Ruiz. The pitch. Inside and low. Ball one and strike one. And it was back in the third inning that they came up in order. Joey Jay, Pete Rose, and Chico Ruiz. All three switch hitters. Outfield well around. Actually not as deep as they would on some of the other big boys in the lineup. And the pitch. And their strike call of beauty. Got letter out over the outside edge. Ball one and strike two. And Rose sort of spun around, looked at the umpire as if he asked, what? Ball one, strike two. One out, two on. Runners at second and first for Cincinnati. And Bruce is ready. Checks his runner. Pitch on the way. Changeup swung hit down to Runnels. He steps on first, and runners advance to third and second. So another assisted put out as Pete Rose bounds out unassisted to Pete Runnels, and his only play was veer over and tag the bag. The runners were off and running. This bouncing ball was not a vicious streaking bouncer. It had a couple of pretty good tall bounces on it in the grass. So we have Chico Ruiz batting him left-handed, of course. He's grounded pitcher first and fly to center. And now with runners at third and second, 2 men are out. Bruce kind of toying the dirt with his spikes there on top of the mound, looking down, thinking it over. Now looks in for the sign. He's ready. Rocks back, and here's your pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Are you chunking in there, Bob? A 1-0 ball game. Houston leads. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Tough little man up there, Chico Ruiz. Fast to the pitch, and that's a fastball missing just outside. One ball and one strike. And there's Casco, with a little footwork around sort of behind the base runner at second. They've got Cardenas up there, Edwards at third. Ready again, and the pitch, he runs and butts, he tries, but he can't get a hold of it. Strike two. Chico Ruiz running up on that one. Tried to cross up the right side of the infield. Of course, Runnels and Fox playing back a bit on the left-hand batter. Again, reminding you, Joe Horner is down there warming up for Houston. Ball one and strike two. Trying to squeeze across the run and a base hit here. The pitch. Chain swung on. Looped out towards right field. Nellie Fox goes back. He's there. He's got it. That one had enough arch on it. A spin to hang up, and Nellie hauled it down out into shallow right field. To retire the side with no runs. On one hit, there was one error and 2 men left on. Now the game going to the last half of the fifth inning with a score. Houston 1 and Cincinnati nothing. All right, now it's time for action to get underway. Here in the last half of the fifth inning, Jerry Grody, the young catcher, will get a nice applause as he steps up there. Well, the fans, of course, most everyone here listen to spring games from out of the Florida training sites. And Grody had himself quite a spring, and the young fellow putting up a good battle. He and Johnny Bateman sharing the catching chores, and he tripled his first time up tonight, driving the only score of this ball game. Moves back on the fast inside pitch, ball one. Grody really found the sweet spot on that one and drove it all the way into the corner, 427 feet from home plate for the three-bagger, driving in the only run of this ball game. All right, here's the pitch. Swung on, hit down to the shortstop, hard up with it. Cardenas throws to first in time, and Grody hit the ball very hard. Well, I tell you, that's doing okay. Come up your first time as a regular major leaguer and hit a three-bagger and drive in a run. So we can forgive him and excuse him as he rolls out the second time at bat.
Paul, do you think he'll remember that first at bat?
Oh, boy, will he remember that. And down through the years, there'll be a lot of people remembering that one, John. Bateman and Grody putting up the big battle, and you know, he said down in spring training, he said, yep, I feel like I can play a lot of regular baseball, and he had it with great determination when he accented that one. Here's the pitch now to Bob Bruce, and he takes low outside, ball one. His pitch, high, ball two. 2-0. Houston scoring in the second inning. And it's 1-0 pitch. That's down the middle for strike call. St. Louis shot out in front of the Los Angeles Dodgers. 3-0, two innings in that ball game. Pitch swung on, hit into right field down near that line in fair territory. Base hit for Bob Bruce. And it rolls dead in front of Robinson. The first hit by a Colt 45 pitcher for 1964. The honors go to Bob Bruce. So how do you like those apples? A lot of firsts, and of course we'll be noting them for you, is Al Spangler. Spang, of course, is looking for his first base hit this season in regular play. As he lined one to Johnson at first base, lined out of there, and then went out 3-1. First baseman to the pitcher covering, so you can tell that both times he had a chance. In tonight's ballgame, the pitch, there's low for ball one. So Spangler, who was hoped to, still looking for the first hit. Time for a moment, and Bruce is going to walk in and to the bat, coaching box at first base, get the windbreaker, a jacket. After one pitch was delivered, 1-0, Bruce decided to call for it. Big, tall Darren Johnson standing beside him there, waiting for him to get the jacket around those shoulders. Now he's ready. And Joey Jay, working with third baseman Chico Ruiz, in a bit on the grass. Looking down Spangler's throat there. Al, the batter, here's the pitch to Spang. Swings and drives foul up to the left and into the crowd. One ball, one strike. So we're here in the last half of inning number five with a score. Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing. Cincinnati with 4 hits. Houston has 3 hits. And our battery is supercharged here tonight. Grody, a catcher, has driven in a run, the only score of the game, and Bruce has one of the 3 hits so far. Bob at first, the pitch. Swung on, slashed foul as he was trying to put that one down left field way. It appeared to us from our broadcast booth, which is located out to the right back here, looking down on home plate. Ball one and strike two with one out. And we got one more game to go in this series with Cincinnati tomorrow night at 7:30. All right, here's the pitch on the way. Chain swung on, hit down past first base, foul. So a ground foul, count hangs at ball one and strike two. And a nice letter here, and from a youngster, Jerry Lisiak out of Milwaukee. say hello to Al Spangler in hopes that he gets a lot of base hits, especially against the Braves, this young fellow said. Pitch, swung on, foul back. Loops over the wire for strike. And he said he's been a Colt 45 booster since their existence, and he really enjoys the broadcast over WWL New Orleans. Goes all the way up into Milwaukee there, Bob, if you'd be interested in knowing that. All right, Joey J. into position now. The stretch. Bruce with a careful lead at first. Here's the pitch to Spangler. Swung on. Hit down to the right side. Backhand track. Can't get it. It's in there for a base hit. So first baseman Johnson, second baseman Rose. Crisscrossing, and the ball was through them in that certain spot. Holding it second, Bob Bruce. So Spangler gets his first hit of 1964. I know where to go in there, Al, old boy. And it brings on Nelson Fox. Ellie is 0 for 2, lined both times. Today I chatted with several people who've been out to see games here, and they've already started talking about, in addition to the regulars like Kirk Farrell and Ken Johnson, and fellows who have been putting on some good performances, but Nellie Fox and Eddie Casco, and Aspermonte's big comeback, and so forth, and Runnels, big comeback at the plate, too. Nellie Fox up there waiting now, one out, runners at second and first, pitch, swung on and missed, and ooh, did Nellie take himself a cut at that one? How about those apples? Nellie looked like he was trying to tee off on that one. And he's got Robinson fairly deep back there in right field on him. Veda Penson about medium deep in center. Still a little bit leery of this fella. Here's the pitch. And he dribbles one foul off to the right. Little roller off that first base line. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And one out with a score of 1-0. Down in the bullpen, right-hander Hal Brown has started warming up. We've had left-hander Joe Horner getting ready a little earlier in this ballgame. All right, the pitch down. Nellie takes it low. And Nellie has to be very careful. He yanked that bat away. But if you'll notice, when you come out here watching Nellie Fox, he has the ability in the very last instant to yank the bat out of a swing. And most of the time, he succeeds. One ball, two strikes. If the pitch, of course, is out of the strike zone. Next pitch, curve bouncing it off to the right, but not far enough, allowing an advance as Edwards jumped out and picked it up. That ball was a big breaker, dropped off the table and into the dirt. Ball two, strike two. 1-0 game. Houston leads. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. What do you say, Nellie? Let's pick up Bruce at second. Go ahead and bang one for extra bases, whatever you like. 2-2 the count. Joey J. Reddy, the right-hander, down with the pitch, swung on and hit into shallow center. Going out, second baseman Rose coming in, Veda Penson, and Penson grabs it for the putout. And Rose, at the last instant, ducked out of there. I thought they were going to collide because Penson, I guess, waited until the last instant to verify that he was going to take it. All right, here's Pete Runnels, who has one hit and two trips up there. Runnels has a total of 8 hits on the season. And Walter Bond is on deck in case Runnels gets aboard. So we have two on, two out. Houston leading in this ballgame 1-0. Each club now with 4 hits. So it's been more of the pitchers type duel. Quite a reversal of last night's game. Ready working the pitch. And there's a curve over. A good breaker. Strike one. Steal rank one. Don't forget now tomorrow night at 7:30. Houston up against the Cincinnati Reds. 7:30, I think, is an ideal starting time, don't you? More and more people agree. All right, pitch. And that's inside, ball one and strike one. Manager Kraft said today that Don Nottebark would pitch Friday night, Dick Farrell on Saturday, and Skipper hopes to have his pitching so that Hal Brown, Johnson, Nottebark, and Farrell will pitch in that order against the Dodgers. They'll be in here Monday. All right, ready to go. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Chain swung on. Hit down to the left. Down to the shortstop. Over to Rose. So Cardenas to Rose to force out Out number three, and that retires the side. Well, no runs on two hits and two left on. There were no errors. At the end of five innings of play, it's Houston 1 and Cincinnati nothing.
What a delicious difference in New Montclair. Every puff tastes as fresh as the first puff.
Taste the delicious difference in New Montclair. Taste the delicious difference in New Montclair.
Why the delicious difference? Why does only Montclair make every puff taste as fresh as the first puff? The secret is in Montclair's modern activated charcoal filter. Only Montclair puts the menthol in the filter where it cannot burn. That's why only Montclair filters in freshness and flavor the whole smoke through. You'll never know how good tobacco can taste until you smoke Montclair, the cigarette for those who want every puff to taste as fresh as the first puff.
Taste the delicious difference in New Montclair. Taste the delicious difference. Taste and compare. And you'll smoke only New Montclair. Only New Montclair.
What a delicious difference in New Montclair.
How about it now? The hot shots are really tooting up a tune down. Let's see if you can pick them up, Bob.
Leading off of the Reds, the center fielder, number 20.
Well, that's the Colt 45 Dixieland Swing Band parading around through the stands down here, and the fans do enjoy having that bonus entertainment. But, of course, out at the old ball game, you get all the excitement, the drama, the tenseness, and the laughs, and the fun that you could possibly think of. And more for your money, I guess, than any other entertainment I can think of right now. Leda Penson is the leadoff batter. He's 1-for-2. And Bob Bruce rocks back, delivers, swung on, hit hard down to Nellie Fox. He's got it. Over to Runnels at first. He's out of there, and it's one away. So the 45, peppered around the infield. One pitch, one out. And here is Frank Robinson.
Fielder, number 20.
Frank has 1-for-2. He's hit the ball very hard both times. Single to center and then hit into a double play. Robinson hitting at 281 and has two runs batted in. Bond wandering around very deep out in left field now, swinging back around a little more to, he's up a bit towards left center. There's one hit down third baseman. Asper on two bounces, throws over to first. He's out of there. So Aspromonte had that one sort of take off, and he shot the glove up about shoulder height, spirited, and then fired him out at first. How are you going in there, gang? That brings on first Darren Johnson. Well, how you like that quick work up there so far this inning, Gene? He hasn't even got the arm loosened up. And all the while, Hal Brown right hands a few throws in the bullpen. The pitch down the middle for strike call. So Bruce over the top, whipped it right over the knees through there. He struck Johnson out in the second inning and then single to left off Bruce the next time around. The pitch, and there's strike two call. Well, if they don't strike at him, he's going to put him in there nohow. Two out. A 1-0 ball game. We're in the first half of the sixth inning and the pitch. He swings and misses. Strike three. Went for a real bad pitch. Off the ground almost. And Bruce mows him down with no runs, no hits, none left on, and there were no errors. Fourth strikeout recorded by Bob as we go down to the last of the sixth inning. It's Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing.
How do you make the fresh taste of a cigarette last the whole smoke through? Well, that's easy. Just smoke New Montclair. You see, Montclair has found a way to make every puff taste as fresh as the first puff. How? Well, Montclair puts its menthol in an activated charcoal tip, not in the tobacco. And because the menthol's in an activated charcoal tip, it's released puff after puff, so it adds to the flavor the whole smoke through. If you want the fresh taste of your cigarette to last the whole smoke through, why not try New Montclair today? What a delicious difference in New Montclair. Every puff tastes as fresh as the first puff. Look for New Montclair in the handsome blue pack wherever cigarettes are sold. You'll never know how good tobacco can taste until you smoke Montclair.
Well, back here again at Colt Stadium, Bob Bruce reached back and got that big curve, big wrinkle, and struck out Darren Johnson, and that gives him five strikeouts in the ballgame. That retired the side, so we move into the last of the sixth inning. Big Walt Bond is the leadoff batter. Aspermonte will follow him, and then Rusty Staub. So, Joey J. and Bob Bruce. Starting pitchers are still up there, and quite well they should be. Four hits apiece, given up, and a 1-0 score, Houston leads. Jay into the motion now. Waiting is Bond. Here's the pitch. Walt swings and fouls it off. Seemed to go a little bit early on the swing. Strike one. Well, sir, we're talking about people all around the country listening to our broadcast. If you think it's going to really get around, you know, the Colt 45 souvenir gift packages you've heard us talk about. We've had orders in here from Marietta, Georgia, Smackover, Arkansas, Pittsburgh, PA, New Orleans, and many, many other cities. There's a hot shot liner down to the first baseman, Darren Johnson. And Bond is out as he lines to Johnson at first. Well, Gene, he's hit that ball very hard on several occasions, and but somebody was standing right there most every time. Here's Bob Aspermonte. Aspro struck out looking at the third call and then walked. So he's been aboard with the base on balls, hitting 3-4-6. The pitch to Bobby, swung on, bounced foul, and Lumen faked a catch on it, lets it go by. One bounces through the box at third. Strike one. So Aspermonte, who was batting 360 and now 346, looks at this pitch, ball, and it's ball one and strike one. Jim Dixon has started loosening up a right-hander for Cincinnati down in the bullpen in right field. Dizzy Dixon, his pitch. Swung on, foul back, looping over the wire. And into the crowd it goes. One ball and two strikes. 1-0 ball game. Houston leads, and we're in the last half of the sixth inning. Come on, Bobby, what do you say? One down, no base runners, and Joey J works. The pitch, Aspro takes it high. Ball two and strike two. Bob Aspermonte has hit safely in all seven of our games so far this year, so I don't know whether you could say pressure builds up, whether he's really thinking about that. I don't believe he is, really, right now. Later, Fenson had hit in all games and came through again tonight for the Reds. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back. Way up high into the crowd. And it's ball two, strike two for Aspromonte. Well, the fellow got himself a souvenir there. Yes, sirree, in the gray fedora. He pockets that one and says, you can proceed with the game, gentlemen. Ball two and strike two. One out. Here's the pitch. Aspro swings and drives one down through short. Backhanded try. There's a throw over to first base. In time. A very good play by Cardenas, who went back in the hole, grabbed backhanded and fired to first. And Aspromonte, trying to leg that one out, was thrown out by a whisker. 6-3. Aspro disputes the ball, and I believe he's being waved from the game, at least. And there's Aspermonte, completely upset about the situation, and as much as it appeared, he was very calm in his remarks or questioning the decision of the umpire, and it draws Harry Kraft from the dugout. It appeared that Augie Donatelli cracked down with the "You're out of here" sign as he flung that right arm out and in the direction of the clubhouse. So that would be two waves from the game tonight. Johnny Temple, of all people, was given the old heave-ho. Well, they tell me that when you see a ball player occasionally waved out of the game, you know he came to win, not just to play the game nine innings, but to win it. So that's all a part of the game, isn't it? And has been down through the years. So Aspermonte being given a nice ripple of applause as he departs the scene and crosses the green carpet in front of the plate now, heading for the dugout first of all, I'm sure, and then will make his exit. And manager Harry Kraft is right up shoulder to shoulder with Augie Donatelli at first. They're exchanging a few words. Actually, Jimmy Adair also kind of stepped over and peered in for a few words to Donatelli on his decision or his judgment of out at first on that play from shortstop Cardenas over to Johnson on Aspamonte's ground ball. It was very close. I guess it could have gone either way and would have created more of a riot back out of the dugout from the Reds there. So it was that close. Well, manager Harry Kraft now walks just beyond the mound, behind the mound, as he leaves the infield. So Aspamonte, who disappeared into the dugout, is still down there. I didn't see him leave, fellas, unless he crawled through a secret exit. I don't know of any doubt. So he's still down in there. Well, of course, we had Johnny Bateman given the heave-ho the other night, and Cott Deal has been waived from the ball game. Or rather, it was Cott Deal. And Bateman, the first night that one of our men was given a quick shower.